William Curl will serve 37 years for the murder of freshman art major Antoinette Keller. State's attorney Richard Schmack told reporters justice was served. He said he feared if the case had gone to trial, Curl may have gotten a much lighter sentence.
This is an outcome that results in his long-term incarceration, protecting, as I said, the people of this county and the people of this state from him. Had, by some fluke, he been acquitted, then he would have been an acquitted person who had just spent 2.5 years in jail for a murder.
Clay Campbell, the former state's attorney who filed the original charges, wanted to see the case go to trial. He called it outrageous that Curl could once again be a free man.
I'm deeply saddened today by the plea that was entered, the agreement that was made by the state's attorney's office and Mr. Curl's attorneys. 2 years ago when I met Antoinette Keller's parents, I made a personal commitment to them that I would seek the maximum punishment allowable under the law for this horrendous crime.
Tony Keller's parents were not at the proceedings. They came to the courthouse on Tuesday thinking a deal had been made then, but did not return on Wednesday. During the court appearance, one of Curl's relatives shouted, "Billy, don't take it, they're railroading you." Curl's public defender, Tom McCulloch, says Curl was aware of his options, including a life sentence, and that may have played a role in his decision.
Because if you roll the dice, you're taking a chance on whatever the judge finally decides.
Curl took fate into his own hands. He'll be released when he's in his 70s. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.
And I'm Mike Moen. Curl's deal with prosecutors is a specialized agreement known as the Alford plea. It means a defendant can plead guilty to a crime but still maintain his or her innocence. Legal experts say it's a way of acknowledging that the prosecution stands a good chance of securing a conviction. And in this case, Curl does have to serve all 37 years of his prison sentence. NIU law professor Mark Falkoff says there's a key question at the heart of this type of plea.
There's a theoretical question about whether pleading guilty to a crime that you believe you didn't commit can ever be said to be a voluntary plea, and only voluntary pleas should be accepted by judges.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that such a plea is voluntary. Falkoff says he understands that people affected by a murder case might be uneasy with this kind of arrangement because it might not bring final closure. But for practical purposes, he says it's a way for prosecutors to ensure the person suspected of the crime goes to prison.
No one is going to view a conviction pursuant to an Alford plea as really anything less than the defendant conceding that he's guilty.
Falkoff also notes that more than 90% of criminal convictions in the U.S. are the result of plea deals. He says it's not as extreme for violent felonies, but he says plea deals are used a lot in those instances. NIU student Mike Walczak was attending the university at the time of Keller's murder. Like the victim, Walczak was a freshman when it happened. He says he vividly remembers all the helicopters flying over campus. More than 2 years later, Walczak says he's happy to know that William Curl is headed to prison for the crime.
Feels pretty good. You know, I think it's justice is a long time coming for that family.
Walczak says the decision to offer a plea deal should ultimately be up to the family. Through social media, Keller's mother has criticized the decision. But Walczak says for him personally, he's satisfied knowing that the chief suspect in the case no longer has an opportunity to beat a conviction. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.